Question 1. Well, despite the major advantages of wind power, there are still some critics about who try to discredit the idea. And while, in my opinion, their arguments are generally pretty feeble. Yes, it does require initial energy to make and move parts for the wind turbines, but your average offshore wind farm pays back, so to speak, the cost of this emission within, on average, 9 months of starting operation. The threat to birds and bats is also generally pretty exaggerated. The number of birds killed by wind turbines each year is negligible compared to the vast number of birds killed by cars or windows on high-rise buildings. Not to mention the pollution created by non-clean power generation means. A recent study from Denmark also appears to indicate that migratory birds are able to avoid areas where there are wind turbines without impacting upon their overall migratory route. Remember also that many wind turbines these days are located offshore, well away from land, so of course it's stretching things a bit to say that the turbines are a threat to bats or use up valuable land space. For those turbines located on land, they actually use very little space on the ground whatsoever, meaning that land can still be utilized for things like agriculture and cattle farming at the same time. And then there is this wind turbines are ugly-like thing. Well, the majority of wind farms are located in isolated, extremely windy areas that people are not living at anyways. And some recent research from the UK shows that almost 70% of people either like or do not mind the visual impact of wind turbines. Some people have said the sight of wind turbines is impressive, and some have even described them as calming. Question. Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, explaining how they cast doubt on the points made in the reading.